1 o'clock hour, Chase William DeMace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, Chase McCabe,
Nick Westbrook Akine.
Yeah. Chase McCabe, Willie Doddick, Derek Mason with you. Well, it's funny.
Nick Kieser is here.
Nick Kieser is here.
There is a Nick here.
I looked at Nick. He's currently on the phone trying to get Bob Kessling on. And so I looked at him, as you see on our stream. Nick hard at work. I looked at him and just my brain said,
Chase McCabe, Nick Keats. I'm sorry.
Willie Donick, Derek Mason.
Nick behind the glass.
Nick behind the glass, intern Connor as well. We'll get to Bob Kessling here in just a second because this is a big, big
huge game
coming
game
up.
Game day.
Game day is going to be there. Mm-hmm. I think Barstool is going to be there. SEC Nation, I think, is going to be there. We say hello now to Bob Kessling, the voice of the Tennessee Volunteers, who is with us. Bob, how you doing?
I'm great, guys. I'm great. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, it's been a minute. Is Knoxville just electric right now? Is the game on Saturday nears? I mean, obviously, one of the biggest rivalry for Tennessee, but a lot of hype going into this weekend.
That's kind of an understatement. I mean, everybody here is... really jazzed up and excited, and that's what everybody's talking about. And you know, everybody's been frustrated by the how lopsided the series has been over the last decade and a half, and they kind of smell blood in the water. But we, those of us that have followed this series for so many years, know that just because you're favored doesn't mean you're going to win this game. So you better go out and play well, and it'll be supercharged. And I think both sides will be supercharged on Saturday. I think on paper, Tennessee's got the better team. I mean, Florida is trying to put things together under a first-year coach, and they've had some stumbles along the way. But I think they'll be ready to play on Saturday, and Tennessee's going to have to play well to win this game, I think.
Coach Josh Heupel said in his press conference that he wants it to be as hard as possible for Florida to communicate with each other, basically wanting the fans to get into it, wanting Neyland to be loud. I think there's no doubt that that is going to be the case. But from a strategic standpoint, how important will the fans be because of what the head coach just said about communication?
Well, you know, Anthony Richardson, although he's played some, is still a kind of an inexperienced quarterback. And so you look at it, if he can't communicate with his guys and there's any bit of confusion, that's really going to help Tennessee. So I think the louder it is in there, the worse it's going to be for Florida. And, you know, Anthony Richardson is a very talented guy, but this will be a different situation for him to play in. We'll see how he reacts. And, you know, there been a lot of stories in the Florida media this week about how he hadn't run the last 2 weeks because the fact that their backup quarterback, Jack Miller, is banged up. But I would think they will pull out all the stops on Saturday against Tennessee. And if Richardson has a chance to take off running, I think he'll do that.
Bob Kessling, the voice of the Vols, is with us here on 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Hendon Hooker took the starting job last year. He has done a tremendous job. But Joe Milton, his backup, they share a bond and seem to be very close. How important has that been in the development of both quarterbacks to be able to lean on each other?
Well, I think you hit on a key point. The fact is that Tennessee has two quarterbacks. I mean, there are a lot of teams out there, they're not sure who their number one guy is right now. And Tennessee's got two guys that they trust. Milton and Hooker are roommates. They push each other in practice. And I'm not sure I've seen two prettier balls thrown in Neyland Stadium than the two touchdown passes that Joe Milton threw last week. I mean, those were just he's got a once-in-a-lifetime arm. It's amazing. Just to watch him on the practice field, how he can zip the ball and just how well he throws it. Now, we all know he's had some touch issues in the past and making some decisions, but you know, he's a mature guy, and I think Tennessee really feels great about its quarterbacks. Hooker has just been phenomenal since he took over the starting job. But he was beat out clearly last year by Joe Milton in training camp, and all he didn't sulk, he didn't go to the transfer portal. He just went to Josh Heupel and said, "What do I have to do to get on the field?" And Heupel told him, and he did that. And then when he had his chance, he took it and ran with it. He does not put the ball in harm's way. He's a very accurate passer. You know, he hadn't thrown an interception yet this year. He only threw three all of last year, which is a phenomenal number, because you figure at one point or another, ball's going to bounce off somebody's shoulder pad or off their face mask. But that hasn't happened with Hendon Hooker, and I think it's a credit to how accurate he is throwing the football. So But Hooker's got to play well Saturday. I mean, people, you know, sometimes we tend to forget, you know, against Pittsburgh, they only scored 3 points in the second half. So they're going to have to score points on Saturday to win this game, I think, and they can't turn the ball over. And they can't have 11 penalties like they had last week also against Akron.
Now, what is it about Coach Heupel that has gotten this team to perform the way they perform? And obviously, you started to see it last year, but it seems like this year, yes, they still do have their few warts, but it seems like this team is on another level, even from last season.
Yeah, there's a calmness about him. There's a quiet confidence about him. He's not a guy that's fretting and yelling and screaming when they make a mistake. He's a guy that understands that football is not a perfect game. Everybody's going to make mistakes, but you don't want to make that mistake two times. He doesn't want his guys playing tight, and they don't. They play with a really very calm confidence like he has. He puts a lot of stock into preparation. He thinks that every week, every day is very important, getting ready to play on Saturday. And the team has bought into that. And he coaches from confidence. He doesn't coach... he's not a guy that's going to beat you down. He's not a guy that's going to berate you if you make mistakes. He's going to coach you up. And I think the players have really responded to that. And there's a lot of confidence in this building that when they take the field that they're prepared from the coach's standpoint and they're mentally ready to go. And because if you look back at all the games that Coach Heupel, since he's been here, they really haven't had a game in which you thought, well, gosh, they just didn't play well. Or there wasn't much effort out there, or they had a lot of mistakes, and they just looked sloppy. There hadn't been one of those yet. And you knock on wood, hopefully it won't happen Saturday, but I think his teams have been prepared every single week. And last year they didn't finish games that they had a chance to finish, like Alabama, and you look at the Ole Miss game and the Pittsburgh game. And, I mean, they were in those games in the fourth quarter and couldn't finish them. But they finished the game against Pittsburgh, and that's even given this team more confidence that they're growing and they're trending in the right direction.
Talking to Bob Kessling, the voice of the Tennessee Vols. It's Tennessee hosting Florida. Game day is there. It's the CBS 230 game, and, of course, Bob will be on the call. It's the first time since 2017 that both teams have been ranked going into it. It's a lot of really good excitement for this one. Bob, I want to ask you one more about Josh Heupel. One of the things I have been impressed with, you know, he came in and – There was a lot of things going on, right? You had the violations, the NCAA part of it, you know, coming through the issues with Jeremy Pruitt and everything. I just have really admired the way he carries himself publicly. He's very even keeled. I feel like that has really played well to sort of be kind of a calming influence to get through a tough time and have some early success.
Yeah, you're right. You hit it right on the head. You know, he's the son of a coach. And he grew up watching his dad coach and how you don't get ruffled and you get ready for the next play and you control what you can control. You know, Coach Heupel had said all along, there's nothing he can do about the NCAA investigation, nothing he can do about the penalties, that whatever they are and what they might be and when they're handed out and all those kind of things. He just deals with what he has on his plate. The other thing that I've been very impressed with about him, he manages time so well. I mean, they're on a precision schedule. If he tells you he's going to be someplace at 11:15, he's there at 11:15. And, you know, sometimes these SEC jobs get a little bit too big for some coaches, and it kind of spirals out of control because they don't manage time well. That's not the case with Coach Heupel. He manages time very well, sticks to a schedule, and, you know, every single day for a head football coach at the SEC, I mean, there are things that come up that you darn it anticipating. But you still have to get your team ready, and you still have to spend time with your team. But you got to manage these other issues, you know, alumni and all these other things, speaking engagements. You got to manage all of that. And I've just been very impressed with how he does that, and how he's he just seems to have a very good grasp on what it takes to be a head coach in this league. Which, you know, this league can be pretty tough on coaches at times, and he seemed to handle all of that very well.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun on Saturday, Bob. Enjoy it, and see if the Vols can get him a W there at home. But thanks so much for joining us today. We'll do it again soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Have a good week.
Bob Kessling, the voice of the Tennessee Volunteers, joining us. Tennessee taking on Florida, coming up at Neyland Stadium on Saturday. We'll discuss that game more. Take your calls and texts as well at 615-737-1025. But you know, if you're going to watch some games like I'm going to do this weekend, you should do it with a Screwball peanut butter whiskey. It is my go-to. I like it as a shot, but you can have it on the rocks as a drink as well. A peanut butter old fashioned, which is very, very good. An espresso martini or a PB&J shot with a berry liqueur. Just go to screwballwhiskey.com for more information and more recipes as well. I like it because it's smooth. It's an original. It's the most awarded peanut butter whiskey in the world, and it's made with real whiskey, real peanuts, and real peanut butter, and that's what gives it its great taste. And like I said, it goes down smooth, does not burn, and it's easy to take as a shot or as a drink or however you like. So do like I do when you're out and about with your friends. Ask for it by name. Say, I want a Screwball peanut butter whiskey. Also do like I do. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2022 Screwball Spirits LLC, San Diego, California. Whiskey with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume.